This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The opening minutes of the Trump impeachment trial filled radios and TV screens with some of the worst curse words in the English language. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
House impeachment managers were trying to make a point about the passion and violence of the January 6th incursion, airing a video that included chants of blank the blue, apparently directed at police, and other variations of that powerful curse word. The TV networks faced a dilemma. Since those words are banned, they can be fined for airing them. And it was daytime when children could potentially be watching. Apparently, some had gotten advance warning. One network ran a banner on screen warning of rough language. Another checked with its lawyers. A retired network executive, Bill Wheatley, says it's a tough judgment call. It would have been distracting if news managers tried to bleep out the profanities. And it might have been a disservice to water down what had actually taken place. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And AP correspondent Sagar Magani tells us that former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will continue this Wednesday after a divided Senate voted that the Constitution does allow it to try a former president.
Trump's lawyers argued the Senate has no jurisdiction now that he's out of office. But after nearly 4 hours of presentations, six Republicans joined Democrats in voting the trial is constitutional. There was an emotional appeal from House impeachment manager Jamie Raskin, who tearfully described his kids being in the Capitol during a riot he says Trump incited. Future presidents have to know they can't get away with it.
This cannot be the future of America.
Trump lawyer David Schoen took on a partisan tone, accusing Democrats of being less concerned with the Constitution and more with getting rid of Trump and his backers.
Seeking to eliminate Donald Trump